You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Oh, Javonte's not messing around today. You play this. Love it. Love it. Day two of free agency in the books. Well, I guess legal tampering. Free agency technically starts at 4 p.m. Eastern today. That's amazing. I just said day two of free agency in the books, yet it hasn't started.
No, it started.
It started?
It started.
We don't have to fake it?
No.
Okay. All right.
Just I mean, really, it started at the scouting combine.
Really, it started during the season. What we learned from you is that when a guy is a free agent at the end of the year and their team is eliminated, they ain't playing much at the end to make sure that they're healthy heading into
that
those free agent meetings. Like you had with the New York Giants, right? When you were with the Cowboys and you said that fourth quarter, if I'm getting my years right on this, you said that fourth quarter entering free agency when you're down 44-6 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good.
I'm straight.
Time for me to meet with the Giants.
That's it.
And other teams.
Get the bag. Secure the bag.
All right, so we saw some moves yesterday. I'm going to highlight a few of them. I want you to just kind of rank importance of three or four of these moves yesterday. So I'm going to give you these. I'm going to give you Diontae Johnson traded from the Steelers to the Panthers, so that's on the table. Yep. I'm going to give you Derrick Henry to the Ravens. I'm going to give you Patrick Queen from the Ravens to the Steelers. I'm going to give you Danielle Hunter from the Vikings to the Texans. So I'm giving you Johnson, Queen, Hunter, Henry. Most important move of that group.
Ooh.
I'm putting you on the spot on this. I know. But
I like Danielle Hunter, man. I like him going to the Houston Texans, being able to book in him with Will Anderson Jr. If you think about it this way, the Texans didn't re-sign Jonathan Greenard. He ends up signing in free agency to the Minnesota Vikings. And then you're talking about Danielle Hunter essentially in a swap going to the Texans. $49 million contract over the next 2 years. $48 of that guaranteed. I think it's an outstanding get for the Texans. Is it rich? Absolutely. But it's in every way an upgrade in terms of bookend pass rusher. And when you think about what they're trying to build on the defensive side of the ball, being able to marry rushing coverage, having Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter, and on the back end of your defense, Derek Stingley Jr., I think it has the makings of what you're looking for in terms of a unit that can complement your superstar quarterback in C.J. Stroud.
All right, next most important move of this four that I'm giving you here. So it's Diontae Johnson to Carolina, Patrick Queen to the Steelers, or Derrick Henry to the Ravens. What's up next there?
Oh, I mean, I love Derrick Henry to the Ravens.
All right, let's
go
there.
I absolutely do. I mean, here's the thing. Derrick Henry was top three in yards after contact last year, and he was second in rushing behind Christian McCaffrey. Like, he's still phenomenal, even over the age of 30, and being able to put him with this Baltimore Ravens offensive line that was top five in run block win rate, I think you're going to see the best version of Derrick Henry that we've seen in, you know, several years now, several seasons. Remember, the Tennessee Titans offense was Derrick Henry-centric. There really were no other threats to speak of. Nobody else that opposing defenses were circling at the beginning of the week in terms of players to stop. It was all about 22. But when you go to the Baltimore Ravens offense, there are so many other elements that you have to defend. You have to defend Lamar Jackson as a passer, Lamar Jackson as a runner. You got to defend the downfield passing game with Zay Flowers. You got to account for Mark Andrews, who's an all-pro level tight end. And now you throw Derrick Henry into that mix, a guy that is a thumper, a running back that's coming downhill in between the tackles that knows the value of a four-yard run. I just think that he's going to have so much more room to run in this Baltimore Ravens offense, and he's going to add a physical element in the running game that the Ravens have not had in past years. Like, as much as we love what Gus Edwards was, he wasn't nearly as physical as Derrick Henry is. Like, I don't know that we've seen a running back be that physical. I guess Mark Ingram would have been the closest, but that was right at the beginning of Lamar Jackson's era with the Baltimore Ravens.
Isaiah Pacheco is a physical back, but not physically demanding.
Derrick Henry is 260
pounds. Right. That's the catch on that. Christian Okoye back in the day.
Yeah, this is. I mean, think about your backfield. You got Patrick Ricard, who's a 300-pound fullback.
Right.
Then you add a 250, 260-pound running back. That's 550 pounds a man. Think about that. If you go 21 personnel with Mark Andrews and you got a fullback in Ricard and then you got Derrick Henry and you're running the football, how are you going to defend that?
I'm already dreading a conversation that I could see happening during the season next season where people are going to downplay Lamar Jackson and how good he is because they're running the ball so much.
Yeah.
And it's like it's all tied together.
Well, you can downplay it, but I mean that's
he's a two-time MVP.
That's what you need to do to win football games. That's what you do.
Exactly. Like if I'm them, we talk about the Mahomes rules with the Raiders, right? I mean, to me, if I'm the Ravens, I'm having the Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson rules. I am going to try to beat the living daylights out of my opposition on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like we are going to be bigger and stronger and faster than you.
But here's the other thing that does with all of the great quarterbacks in the AFC. Now you have the opportunity to play keep away by controlling time of possession. With Derrick Henry dictating the complexion of the game.
Do you think they got closer yesterday, they being the Ravens, to beating the Chiefs in
yes.
the playoffs?
Yes. Yes. And hopefully this means once they have a rematch in the postseason, that the Baltimore Ravens run the ball more than 16 times. Think about it. I think the Ravens ran the ball 8 times with their running backs in that game. But think about that. You're in a conference championship game. You have a top 5 rushing attack, and you run the ball with your running backs 8 times? How is that even acceptable? So this, to me, is a response to that, and I love the addition of it. And, yes, I do think it moves them closer to the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, Chiefs aside, top to bottom, I think the Ravens have the best roster in all of football.
So right now, okay, yeah, we look at this league as one team and then 31. So amongst everyone else, are the Chiefs the best team in football? I'm sorry, the Ravens the best team in football?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the other two moves I'll throw at you here both involve the Steelers. The Steelers trading Deontay Johnson and acquiring Patrick Queen, the linebacker, from the Ravens. Which one is more impactful this year?
Well, I think what the Steelers did in its totality, because remember, they traded Deontay Johnson, but they got back in return Dante Jackson, which is a guy that they've been trying to get, and adding him as another corner on the back end with Joey Porter Jr. and with Minkah Fitzpatrick. I think their secondary is going to be a strong suit. And that, remember, that's Mike Tomlin's specialty.
Right.
He's a defensive-minded coach, but he's got his chops as a secondaries coach. So being able to have a really strong secondary was something that they needed to address. We already liked their defensive front, but being able to add an off-the-ball linebacker like Patrick Queen, a run-and-hit guy, player that had his best season in the pros last year, I think is outstanding. Think about that defensive front now. You're featuring T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Alex Highsmith, and now Patrick Queen. And not to mention Keanu Benton, who's a really good nose tackle young player that people are going to know. Yeah, on Wisconsin. The people that are going to get to know in a real way. Like, this Pittsburgh Steelers defense is on its way to being dominant. Like, it's on its way to being a really dominant defense. We're going to talk about them through the same vein like we talked about the Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns. It's going to be tough sledding going up against those AFC North defenses.
And so, by the way, about the Pittsburgh Steelers, if you have a dominant defense, having a quarterback that's cheap that doesn't turn the ball over is probably good for all those who want to hate on Russell Wilson. Just saying, he kind of makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Deontay Johnson with Carolina. They're adding pieces to try to help Bryce Young. They've added a bunch of guys up front and now a receiver. But you mentioned the Cleveland Browns in terms of their defense. You know, they made an interesting move yesterday because we sat here for days debating whether or not they should bring Joe Flacco back. I was adamant that they should not because he was too good and that he would create a quarterback controversy. Well, they decided to not bring him back, and they did bring in Jameis Winston. So Jameis Winston is now going to be the backup quarterback because we saw that market move a little bit yesterday, right? We saw Drew Locke go to the Giants and Marcus Mariota go to Washington and Jameis Winston go to the Browns. CeCe, what do you think about the decision made by the Browns to not bring back Joe Flacco, who was extremely successful in their system, and bring in Jameis Winston?
They couldn't bring back Joe Flacco. You know why they couldn't bring back Joe Flacco? Because if Deshaun Watson struggles, and there's no reason to think that he won't coming off of shoulder surgery, and based on what we've seen in his 2 years in a Cleveland Browns uniform, everybody in that locker room, everybody that's a part of that fan base would have been looking at Joe Flacco and saying, hey, why don't we go with this guy?
That's
we've
right.
already got proof of concept that he can play. He can win when it matters the most. I think they were 4-1 down the stretch with him as the starting quarterback. Like, why would we stay with Deshaun Watson when we know we can win with Joe Flacco?
That's right.
The organization, though, has no choice based on the decision that the general manager and the head coach made. So you can't have Joe Flacco in that locker room knowing that you're pot committed to Deshaun Watson over the next 3 years. I think they owe him like something like $128 million over the next 3 years.
So now while I 1,000% agree with that and have been saying the same thing for the last however many weeks on our show, Is that in itself, though, a knock against Deshaun Watson? Because you are worried. Like, it doesn't. If the Kansas City Chiefs, as I have thrown out there, should make a run at Justin Fields, no one's going to sit there and say, oh, I don't know, Mahomes had a bad game. Maybe Justin Fields should be in there. Nobody is going to say that. In the case of the Browns, the fact that we both believe that you couldn't bring back Joe Flacco because he was too good and too much of a threat on Watson, that in itself is an indictment on Deshaun, is it not?
It is, and I stand corrected. They owe him $138 million over the next 3 years.
a lot of money.
I mean, that's a lot of money and not a lot of production.
And all guaranteed, right?
Yeah, it's all guaranteed. And here's the thing. There's no indication that he's going to be materially better than what we've seen last year or what we saw in the previous year where he only played six games.
And I think he's going to be, but I have no evidence to suggest he's going to be other than a gut feeling, which is not a good way of analyzing it.
But I guess my point is there's nothing tangible.
Nothing.
And they already have proof of concept with Joe Flacco.
Yep.
So now you're going to go with trick-or-treat Jameis Winston. I feel bad for the guys on the defensive side of the ball in Cleveland. I really do.
Why?
Because they keep those guys in every single game. That defense deserves to compete at a championship level. And you saw them once they got into the playoffs, wild card round against the Texans, their offense just didn't have the horsepower. They just don't. And they should, though. They threw all of these resources towards solving the biggest problem that the organization has faced since they got back to Cleveland, which was, who is our quarterback? And can we have a guy that could be the difference in winning games against these other AFC quarterbacks? You thought you had it in Deshaun Watson, and you clearly don't. And now this is a guy that's only going to get more expensive because even though you're paying him cash $46 million over the next 3 years, based on how you've restructured his contract, he has a cap hit of $64 million each of the next three seasons. I just don't know how you can continue to build and retool your roster with that kind of cap hit, knowing your quarterback is accounting for that much of your salary cap.
If you could only theoretically restructure one quarterback to help the team, would it be Deshaun Watson or Dak Prescott?
Oh, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson.
Even though they have a great defense and they have great skill position players around them.
Deshaun Watson.
More than Dak.
Yeah. Because here's the thing. I'm not sold that Deshaun Watson is going to be the quarterback that ends up getting them to go on a deep playoff run. Like I feel like you need to add to your quarterback room. And it needs to be something that's more than Jameis Winston, but you don't have the resources in order to do that because of Deshaun Watson's salary and his contract.
Rob, our digital guy, is not happy with us right
now. Well,
I don't think
any Cleveland Browns fan should be happy with the state of affairs. Think about all the slings and arrows this organization took, how everybody mocked them for being so desperate to get into bed with Deshaun Watson and pay him the kind of money that they did and give up three first-round draft picks plus.
But under the circumstances, we are both saying they made the right move yesterday in not bringing back Joe Flacco. Because they couldn't.
No, I'm saying they couldn't bring back Joe Flacco. Oh. I don't think it's the right thing to do. Okay. I don't think it's the right thing to do. I mean, if you're trying to put your team in position to be as successful as you possibly can, then you would have brought back Flacco. The reason why you didn't bring back Flacco is because of the dynamics of the situation. And if, for whatever reason, you would force to pull the plug on Deshaun Watson as the starter and put Joe Flacco back in the starting lineup, and your team has success, then that puts your general manager and your head coach squarely in the crosshairs of the owner, Jimmy Haslam, in terms of people that he wants to fire to blame for the Cleveland Browns not getting over the hump.
All right, coming up, MVP? Next on Sportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
This is one we didn't have on the bingo card today. Got to be honest with you. I'm just going to read from Rich Domini's story on ESPN.com right now.
Yeah, that's probably the best way to tackle this.
The headline is Aaron Rodgers eyed as running mate for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I don't know what to say to this. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is on Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s shortlist to be his running mate on an independent presidential ticket in November, the New York Times reported Tuesday. Kennedy confirmed to the newspaper that Rodgers and former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse the Body Ventura are under consideration. Rodgers has been talking with Kennedy pretty continuously for the past month, according to Kennedy. It's unclear if either of them has been formally offered the position, though the Times said both have welcomed the overtures. So let's just make sure we set this up properly with this.
Oh my gosh.
It is 1,000% okay for Aaron Rodgers to privately and publicly support whatever candidate on whatever side of the aisle he wants to support.
No doubt.
That is his right.
No doubt.
I don't care if it's left, right, or in the middle. It is totally okay. It is his right to believe whatever he wants to believe about any issue that is involved in any kind of political race. Again, left, right, in the middle, far left, far right, in the middle. It does not matter. He has a right to do that. We are all American, and that is our given right to believe what we want to believe, and that is okay. What is amazing about this, and he, by the way, he also has a right to join the ticket and try to become the vice president of the United States of America. Totally okay. What I'm not okay with is that same person then telling the football world we must limit distractions. You may be running for vice president. Guess what? We're going to talk about that more than football.
No doubt about it. And here's the thing. This was said to the USA Today back in January, and I quote, "Anything in this building that we're doing that has nothing to do with winning needs to be assessed. Everything that we do has to have a purpose. The crap that has nothing to do with winning has to get out of the building." That's what Aaron Rodgers said. Those are his words, not mine. How can you then say that and try to set the agenda for the team in the offseason and entertain a run on a presidential ticket with RFK Jr.?
Maybe because of that. Read that last line again.
"The crap that has nothing to do with winning has to get out of the building."
Hence, he's going to run for VP.
Okay, so he's going
to
win.
He's the crap. Get out of the building.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with winning. I mean, winning presidency,
but he's not going to get out of the building. He's going to be their QB1 throughout the entirety of the offseason, and they're going to build their offseason plan about how to continue to support him. I would not at all be surprised if recently released left tackle David Bakhtiari becomes a New York Jet. I would not at all be surprised. Now, do I think he can help them? No, I think his best football is behind him. But he's one of Aaron Rodgers' friends. And what have we seen in the Jets universe? Well, let me rephrase that. In the Rodgers universe, you have to bring in all of his friends in order to make him comfortable. It's why the Jets went out and paid $11 million a year for Alan Lazard, who became a healthy scratch at the end of the season. It's why they went out and got Randall Cobb, who's not viable at the receiver position. They went out and they got Nathaniel Hackett as their offensive coordinator. They signed Billy Turner along their offensive line. They went out and got all of these dudes because Aaron Rodgers feels more comfortable when his people are around him. And what did that result? Nothing last year, because the guy only played 4 snaps for you. I don't know how this moves the New York Jets any closer to the ultimate goal, which is winning a championship, and trading for Aaron Rodgers was the ultimate win-now move.
What's more likely in your mind, Aaron Rodgers runs for VP or Aaron Rodgers plays in the Super Bowl?
Oh, he runs for VP. The Super Bowl? Super Bowl? I don't even think they're going to get in the playoffs.
Do it. You gotta do it now.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
You clearly were setting it up to do that.
Aaron Rodgers got a better chance at a runoff as a VP candidate on a presidential ticket than he does at the playoffs.
You're not going to do the Jim Mora.
I'm not going to do it.
You clearly set that up.
I'm not going to do it.
You got to do it.
I'm not doing it. But here's the thing. Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be doing this. He shouldn't be doing this. Yeah, it's flattered, but I'm about football. I'm not worried about the politics of it all. I'm not worried about trying to run a country. I'm worried about trying to be the best quarterback I can, best leader I can for the New York Jets. That's what he should have said. That's what leaders in a football locker room do. especially coming off of a season that was a massive disappointment like 2023 was for the New York Jets. But you know what, Ev? I think him entertaining, being on the ticket for RFK Jr. gives us a little bit of insight as to why Aaron Rodgers, a four-time MVP winner, has only been to one Super Bowl.
Why is that?
Here's the reason why. Think about it. All of the quarterbacks that have won three MVPs or more, and there have been five in the league's history, four of them, all four of the other ones, they've been to multiple Super Bowls, multiple championships. All four of them. The one that hasn't is Aaron Rodgers. And I got to believe a part of why he hasn't been able to do it, especially in the heart of his prime, is because of the lack of leadership intangibles that this guy has and all of the other baggage, all of the other nonsense that comes along with him.
Is there any person in sports that looks better right now than Brian Gutekunst, the general manager of the Green Bay Packers?
No, absolutely fleeced the Jets. He absolutely fleeced the Jets. They own the Jets' second-round pick this year, not to mention the pick swap that they had last year that allowed them to get pass rusher Lucas Van Ness. Like, they absolutely won this trade. I don't think we need to see what happens in 2024 to know that the Green Bay Packers won this trade. And guess what? Right now, the Green Bay Packers have the better quarterback between the two teams.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
There's no debate. Jordan Love is a better quarterback today than Aaron Rodgers is. He just is.
You played on some great football teams, including one that won the Super Bowl. You seemingly always played with high-character veteran players, and you always, your entire NFL career, and really dating back to college with Al Groh at Virginia, always played for disciplined, high-level coaches, from Bill Parcells to Tom Coughlin to John Harbaugh. Would you want Aaron Rodgers as your teammate?
Hell no.
Do you think your high-level coaches and teammates would want him on their team?
No. Here's the thing. I don't know that there are many teams, if any, that will be desperate enough now with their current quarterback situation that will bring in Aaron Rodgers. Even if the Jets say, hey, we're going to eat, you know, all of the money, all of the money on this contract this year, all of the cash, all you're going to have to do is pay this guy a vet minimum, similar to Russell Wilson. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers was in Russell Wilson's situation, there'd be a team in the league that would touch him. I don't know that there would be one.
And part of that is the belief, I'm sure, by the Steelers and Mike Tomlin and the specific of Russell Wilson that could have that face-to-face meeting and say, as you've pointed out, no catchphrases, no drama, we're not doing that. And Russell Wilson is at the point in his life and his career where I think he can nod his head and say, yes, coach, I got it.
But if the,
Rodgers
if,
could
but,
never
but
do
here's
that.
The thing. If we got concerned about the baggage that comes with Russell Wilson, then what the hell is Aaron Rodgers? If we thought Russell Wilson was radioactive this offseason – because of how he was detrimental to the culture that was around Denver.
He's not close to
Rodgers. What the hell are we saying about Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, he's not close. Aaron Rodgers comes with more baggage at this point than any other person in sports, arguably.
So why would you
criminal off-field stuff.
So I guess my whole question would be, why would you bring this guy in? Is he going into his, what, age 41 season? Is he going to be 41 in December? Like, why would you want to bring this guy in? Coming off of an Achilles injury? Why would you bring him in?
And we
were having a debate during the break. Okay, if you were the Atlanta Falcons, would you rather pay Kirk Cousins or would you rather go with Aaron Rodgers? I would rather pay Kirk Cousins.
Me too.
I have more confidence in what I'm going to get from Kirk Cousins than I do with Aaron Rodgers.
And
more importantly, I know what Kirk Cousins is not going to bring into my organization in the way of baggage.
That's right. And again, we have to be fair about this, and I think we have been. Like, let's be clear. Aaron Rodgers has every right, if he is appointed by RFK Jr., to run for VP. He has every right to be on whatever side of the aisle he wants and express whatever opinion he wants to express to whomever he wants to express it to. He has every right to suggest who he wants on his team and who he doesn't want on his team. And he has every right to walk away and host Jeopardy one day if he wants. And he should be a first ballot Hall of Famer unanimously as one of the greatest players to ever play the sport. All of that can be true. And all of that could lead towards the distraction that he is right now for the New York Jets, whether willingly or unwillingly. It is fact that all people are talking about is this guy eyed as a strong VP candidate for RFK Jr. Again, his right, but it does not align with his comments that we have to eliminate distractions. But CC brought up something interesting. Would you want him on your team? Would you want Aaron Rodgers right now if you needed a quarterback on your team? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is your number to join the show. Plus, we've been asking on Twitter, at Evco Radio, at ChrisCanty99, a better QB WWE combo for VP, because it put out there, you know, maybe a little Mike Glennon, Brooklyn Brawler in the mix here. We've had some fascinating ones. Jeremy tweets, Don Terry Poe and John Cena.
Ah, I like it.
Mike tweets, Jim McMahon and the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. We're on Sportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
What is Unsportsmanlike here on ESPN Radio? I've been left by everybody. Smalls is out today. Canty is over at GetUp. And we've been talking a ton about the Aaron Rodgers VP candidacy here, which is just a remarkable story. Wanted to jump in on a couple of other things before we get back to your phone calls at 888-SAY-ESPN on Rodgers. Two points of clarity that I've had in thinking about the NFL offseason so far. Number one, I'm all in on the Bears actually keeping Justin Fields for now. I think there's a lot of logic behind it. If you cannot get the offer you want, I'm a big believer that if you have a rookie quarterback, not forcing that rookie quarterback into action immediately would be very helpful. And in this case, drafting Caleb Williams number one, not starting him right away, let the fans clamor for him, let the fans go out there and scream and yell that they want him, give Justin Fields the opportunity to play early. Someone, unfortunately, will get hurt in the NFL, and his value will increase from where it is nothing now to something. The other point of clarity that I have had in thinking about the league right now is a day ago, I sat here and I said, you know, Sam Darnold is walking into a situation with Minnesota and thinking about all of the weapons that he now has. When you're talking about Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and now Aaron Jones is running back and TJ Hockenson as their tight end. And the more and more I think about it, knowing that a contract extension is going to happen at some point for Justin Jefferson, I'd have to strongly consider moving him if I'm Minnesota. I know a lot of people would disagree with that, but I look at the Minnesota Vikings and I do not think they're going to win anytime soon. And you cannot pay a wide receiver to make a quarterback great. And that is what they will do. They will end up paying Justin Jefferson a lot of money. The goal would be that for him to make Sam Darnold great. That probably will not happen. They are going to then draft a quarterback. That quarterback is not going to be ready to really play until year two or three, and how is that going to mesh with where Jefferson's contract is in building out the rest of the team? If you're going to lose Kirk Cousins, which they did, and they did not pay Kirk Cousins the level that they wanted to pay him, obviously in Atlanta did, then at that point, you have to consider restarting and rebuilding this thing. You drafted a wide receiver in the first round last year in Jordan Addison, and you have a guy in Justin Jefferson who probably will get you multiple picks, first rounders, and I just think they have to consider doing that at some point. Kenneth in Georgia, watching on ESPNU, joins us here on Unsportsmanlike. What's up, Kenneth?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. Man, I've been trying to get on for years. I finally got through and no one's there. I mean, you're good, Evan. I like you. But
so wait a minute. Wait, no. You know what? Then you're gonna still wait. Then I'm going to have you, Stu. Would you like to still wait? So you can wait till Smalls gets back tomorrow. We're going to put you on hold, Kenneth, until tomorrow.
No. I'm good.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask one question.
Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers bashing, I understand he needs to keep his mouth shut. I understand. But
No, he doesn't.
In the offseason and rehabbed himself, with all this badgering becoming, now everyone's just basically saying, this guy can't play anymore. He sucks.
Kenneth.
I remember watching him play. He played pretty good.
But Kenneth, first of all, his last full season in Green Bay, they didn't make the playoffs. They had a home game to get into the playoffs against the Lions, and they lost. That's number one. Number two, he played four plays last year, unfortunately gets hurt. I want to be clear. Aaron Rodgers does not have to keep his mouth shut. Aaron Rodgers can say whatever he wants, however long he wants to say it, right? The reality is you can't then say we have to limit distractions, and you're entering a vice presidential race. That's what we're talking about. He can say whatever he wants to whomever he wants. It is his God-given right. You just can't then say we have to eliminate distractions in that spot. James in Las Vegas watching on ESPNU. What's up, James?
Yeah, I got a comment. I believe fans and teams will sell their soul just to get Aaron Rodgers.
Name one. Name a team that will sell their soul to go get Aaron Rodgers right now.
Well, the Jets just sold their soul for
right.
him.
Right, well, we know the Jets.
But look at all the players back in history that the team sold their soul, and they still got nothing.
I just don't think, and thanks for the phone call, as great as Rodgers has been over the course of his career, and he's a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer, I don't think teams right now are clamoring for Aaron Rodgers. I just think that they are too worried about all of the other stuff going on. Again, all of it within his right. He can do whatever he wants, but they have no interest in that. Ronnie in Texas listening on the ESPN app. What's up, Ronnie?
You guys are my hero. Man, I'm a diehard Patriots fan. Man, I get in my car, hold my nose, and drive all the way to Jersey and pick up Rodgers and take him to New England. Yes, I'll take him. And I will say something to you guys. Canty, I want to tell you Happy New Year's.
He's a get up, and but I'll tell him. Yeah.
And Evan, Rick James, damn it.
Yes, there was one Rick James song played on the show that I was not familiar with. Every other Rick James song that was on the show I was familiar with. And the only focus now is that there's one singular song from Rick James that I did not know. My apologies. Yes, Pat Costello, producer.
Hello.
Hello.
So we were talking about this back here. We wanted to get your opinion because you have a curious palate. What's your go-to like comfort food that you have to cook? If you had to cook something, what would the go-to be?
I can't really cook. I'm a horrific cook. Like,
I mean,
awful.
You got to be able to cook something.
Yeah. I mean, probably some sort of like chicken fingers, chicken quesadilla type thing. Like I could take pre-made grilled chicken, chop it up, and make a chicken quesadilla in that spot. I can't make anything that's not pre-made, basically. There's nothing that I could do that is that a chicken parm, right? I would make a chicken parm. That's what I would do. I have no ability to cook like you. Like, I see that you're out there making gnocchi. I couldn't do that if my life depended on it. So it's literally, here's the thing that people have to understand, and every single person out there that has children will understand exactly what I am talking about. Life is very interesting in terms of the food that you eat. When you're a young kid, you eat food that is terrible for you, but that is great. Chicken fingers, macaroni and cheese, like the Elio's frozen pizza. You have a great run of that kind of food. Then basically you get to, let's say, high school. And from high school until you have children, even when you're single living by yourself, you never actually eat that food. You never go into the
supermarket. Not true. So wrong.
I think most people are not going to the supermarket and buying that kind of food, buying the children's types of food, buying goldfish.
You're crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I literally ate mac and cheese the last night.
What kind of mac and cheese?
Kraft.
Like in the blue box?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's delicious.
That's a huge.
It was so good.
So
I had Elio's pizza not that long ago.
Okay,
so,
then you.
So
I don't think you're the norm because what happens?
A lot of people eat that stuff.
Really?
Man. Yes.
So you're telling me you never leave the kids' food? Because I left kids' food and now I'm back because now I have it all in my house. I have all the Elio's pizzas, all the different kinds of mac and cheese, the great goldfish. Like I think you go on. I think it's a roller coaster ride of food. When you're a kid, yes. When you're an adult, no. And when you're a parent, yes.
You end up eating it less as you're an adult. Like, you don't eat it as much as, say, when you're a kid. But I think a lot of people keep a lot of that stuff in the rotation.
Without kids?
Yep. Because it's delicious.
Nuno, do you have that in your house? You do not have children.
Well, no, obviously, because I've changed my diet. But just thinking about that.
Oh, here he goes again. Here he goes.
Like,
he's shaming others.
I am. But growing up as a kid, Sloppy Joes were great. Like, I still would every once in a while, like, let me make myself a Sloppy Joe. So, no, those things were still in rotation.
Would you order chicken fingers at a restaurant?
Not a restaurant, but if I just was like, oh, I want something, but I don't want, like, at a, like, a takeout, like, Italian restaurant, be like, or whatever, give me some chicken fingers. Yeah, I would do that. But I wouldn't sit down. I'm like Bubba. Bubba eats like a child. All right, like Bubba, the producer from Greeny, and Mike and Mike fame. He still orders like mozzarella sticks and things of that nature in the ESPN cap.
What's wrong with that?
He does not have children, correct?
No, but he eats like a child.
So you're telling me that I am abnormal, that I have like the dip in kids' food? Because I think that's normal. I think you have kids' food as a kid, then you have the gap, like you take the gap years, and then when you have kids, you bring back the kids' food, and that becomes your comfort food. I don't think that most people are like you. I rarely think most people are like me with anything. In this specific spot, I feel like I am more of the majority than the minority when it comes to this eating habit of the kids' food. 888, say ESPN.
Wait, get Javante's opinion real quick.
Go ahead, Javante.
Well, yeah, I agree with Pat and Nuno because I still eat pizza rolls. Like, I still throw those like,
you eat
in the oven.
Pizza rolls?
Yeah. It's quick and simple. Why not?
Exactly.
I'm not saying you shouldn't. Let's be clear on this. I'm not suggesting you shouldn't have the chicken fingers or you shouldn't have the pizza rolls. What I'm saying is most people will go away from it when they feel like they are being judged by others for not eating adult food. That's where my
Who
take
cares
is.
What other
on
people
that.
Think?
Well,
bingo.
Insecure people like myself. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Do you eat the kids' food all throughout your life, or do you have that gap until you actually have kids? We're Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
All right, CC, we got to bring you into this conversation that we've had here. So, we were talking about kids' food. Like, when you're a kid, you eat chicken fingers, you eat, like, the Elio's pizza, things like that. And then I made the statement that you have a lull. You have, like, gap years in between when you're eating that stuff. That, like, you eat the kids' food until whatever age. Let's say until high school, right?
Okay.
And then after high school, when you're an adult, you don't ever buy the chicken fingers or the mac and cheese or the Elio's pizza.
Did you go to college?
Yeah, well, I'm saying, okay, after college.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
And then, but when you're an adult, for a while, you don't do that. And then it comes back when you have kids.
Okay.
That's the statement that I made. And Pat and Javante and Nuno was kind of on both sides of this. But Pat and Javante are like, no. You buy it all the time. You never get away from that. Yeah. I say you get away from it and come back
to
it.
Yeah, we just don't call them chicken fingers anymore. We call them chicken tenders. But yeah, I absolutely roll with it.
So you have like kids food in your home right now without kids?
No, not in my home because my wife is a stickler for our nutrition. But when she's out of town or when she's not around, I will absolutely sneak and get some chicken fingers.
So they're saying it's so acceptable at all times. Now, Nuno has asked a question about the idea of a first date. Go ahead, Nuno.
Well, I was going to say, like, you might enjoy that, but can't you imagine being on a first date and all of a sudden you'd be like, yeah, can I get the chicken fingers and some fries?
Can you imagine?
Like, how's that going to
work?
That's
not going to work out well. You're not going to have a second date.
And an apple
you kidding
juice?
Me?
You're
crazy.
Not going to have a second date.
You're absolutely getting a second date because that's going to be the cheapest bill ever.
You would order, Pat, you took someone out for a date. First date, you would order chicken fingers and fries?
No, I didn't say I would, but if they did, I'd be like,
"Well, if you ordered it, if you sat down on a date and you ordered that, I promise you, she is not coming back for a second date. That's what I mean.
No, I wouldn't do that, but if she did that, I'd be like, this is great. This is awesome.
You feel like you met your match? Like that you found your person?
I just know it's going to be affordable.
You just know it's going to be affordable? I.e., you found your person. Okay.
Wow. Rob in New York watching on ESPNU. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Guys, you guys are cracking me up. You guys are the best. All right, and by the way, Evan, thank you for backing me up. Hambo is not essential. That was me. Yeah. We had that conversation.
I don't know if she's even... One second. I got to give context to this. Hambo on Greeny takes a discount at the parking lot because he thinks he's an essential employee. I'm sorry, a first responder. He has a first responder QR code discount at his parking lot.
How?
He thinks because he's the first to respond to Greeny all the time on text messages.
Wow, okay.
First responder. I said, do you know what first responder actually means? You're not.
That's actually being a bad guy, though, when you think about
well,
it.
Well, we thought maybe he was committing a crime.
Yeah, that's
so we wanted that's police being, officers that, to look
that's
into
that's being
this.
A bad guy, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. All right. I'll say this right now. You know what the great thing about being an adult is that all the things you wanted as a child, you get to have as an adult, and nobody gets to tell you no.
Well, that kind
that's
of
fair.
Is true.
That's fair.
Even though you just
but,
said...
But somebody does tell me no. It's my wife. She tells me no all the time. She tells like, it's at the point where she doesn't have to tell me no. She just gives me a look, and I know I can't have that.
One day you'll be an adult, basically, is what you're saying.
I don't think I'll ever be an adult because I'm going to be married to her for the rest
strictly,
of my life.
And you follow strictly to what she tells you, which is a beautiful thing. But, Evan,
yeah.
You're at this point in time, like you're not fixing yourself a plate of chicken fingers and fries, right? Like you're just poaching off your kids, right?
Is that what
you're doing?
That's what I'm saying, is that like I don't like to waste food. So if they order the chicken fingers and fries.
Oh, we know you don't like to waste
yeah.
food.
And if we're at the diner, I'm taking it.
You're going to order all the appetizers that you want, and you're going to make sure you eat them all.
Right. I am.
They're there for the table, but they're really for you.
This coming from a guy who ordered two entrees.
I'm just saying. You ordered an entree and three appetizers. Three different appetizers. And then you give the whole perfunctory, hey, do you want this? Oh, I was just making sure you didn't so I can eat the whole damn thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No lies.
No, I know there are no lies. I got plenty of witnesses on this show that can attest to it.
Donato's in North Carolina listening on 99.9 The Fan in Raleigh. What's up, Donato's?
Hey guys, daily listener. Thank you so much for taking my call. Look, I don't have kids now, so I can't really speak from that angle. But what I can say is, I think both of you are a little bit off. So like when I got out of high school, I didn't necessarily have like a kid's diet. What I had was a couple things that I really liked as a kid. Like I was addicted to Hot Pockets while I was in college, and I ate ramen while I was in college. So there was like. A college diet is a little different. I think it's more fast food and restaurant heavy. I feel like it's more fast food.
Hot Pockets and ramen
heavy,
is
like,
kids food, bro.
But what I'm saying is it wasn't like a regular everyday thing, right? So I still ate out fast food, stuff like that. Like there was a change in diet at that point. And then, I mean, I cook now, so it's...
Yeah, but I think that, yeah, there's a difference, like, the fast food versus the kids' food versus, like, if you're an adult and you're ordering, like, the dinosaur macaroni and cheese or dinosaur chicken
How
fingers...
How dare you?
You don't really
Dinosaur
do.
Chicken nuggets are the best, and the people would back me up on this.
I'm not saying they're not.
Amazing.
All right, now...
I just had those not that long ago.
Now I'm starting to worry. So, like, I can get the chicken nuggets, but, like, if you're buying the dinosaur...
they're the best.
As an adult,
I'm not doing it. No,
like,
they're the best.
Oh, my God.
I'm sending the cops to
that.
Your house.
The people will back me up on this one. The dinosaur chicken nuggets are the superior chicken nugget. They're the best for dipping. Wow. They're great.
Mike
Ask
in New York.
And
listening on the ESPN app. What's up, Mike?
I completely agree. Dino Nuggies for the win. There is nothing better than kids' Dino Nuggies. It's just there's nothing wrong with them. They are delicious. They're delectable. Dip them in whatever you want. They're great.
But
I mean,
Mike, are you parents, correct?
Yeah, you know that.
Well, okay, but that's the difference. Pat's not a parent.
No.
I can't like stuff just because I'm not a parent?
I mean,
but to pick the dinosaur chicken nuggets of all the different options,
because they're
choice.
The best.
It's a choice. I don't know. That's a choice.
CeCe was trying to be on your side. CeCe was trying to be on your side, and when you made that statement of I picked the dinosaur nuggets on purpose,
they're great.
Mm. Yeah, Pat always goes up to that cliff and decides he's going to jump off, and he gets surprised when I decide I'm going to stop.
We're honest
on
this show.
I don't understand it.
Mike,
you can be honest. I just think it's a questionable choice.
Mike, did you buy dinosaur nuggets pre-kid?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I was poor. I had a house I couldn't afford. What am I going to do? I know nuggies, ramen, or whatever's left over in my parents' fridge. That's it.
All right. Well, we stand corrected, I guess, to some extent. Thank you for the phone call.
So I guess that's even better because there's some nostalgia to it, right? It takes him back to his childhood. That's what he had when he was a kid.
Dino Nuggets.
Did you have Dino Nuggets when you were a kid?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess that's the part where it actually can make some sense. where you have that affinity for it, where you prefer it because you're used to it?
I'm telling you, man. You go out, get some dinosaur chicken nuggets and eat them today, and you'll be like, man, actually, they're pretty good.
As a grown-ass man that's never had dino nuggets before, I ain't going to start today.
Imagine that.
Javonte is probably more similar to everybody listening than anyone else here. Just like a good regular guy. Javonte just judged him.
Yeah,
Javonte just
happened.
Said, you know what? That's a little weird,
it's a
Pat.
Choice. It's a choice.
That's a little
because
weird.
I'm the regular one. You all are the weird ones.
We know we are, but you're weird in this case. Javonte is telling you it's weird. Just saying. We're in Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Put it on the poll.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.